Hi, I'm Patty Moore, and this is my podcast series, The Mission Strategist. One question I get asked often is, what's a typical success story of the clients that you work with? Of course, nothing is typical about my client's success, but let me share with you a client success story that I'm particularly proud of. I was asked by a CEO and a board of directors to do an organizational assessment and evaluation because they were losing money at a rate that would not sustain them in the future. Morale was low and the quality of their care was poor. The CEO was a strong leader and had been a long-term employee, but she had been ill for about a year and was often out of the office. She was trying to manage from her home office, and the leadership team was doing their best to run the organization with a distant leader. She was a beloved person by the staff and the board and the community, which made the situation even more challenging for the board. I began the assessment with interviewing the executive committee of the board and determining what their goals and desires were for the organization. And then I interviewed the CEO and asked her what her dreams were for the organization and what her hopes were. And then I spent a good amount of time interviewing all the leadership staff. I did ride-alongs with several of the key frontline staff. I spoke with referring physicians and interviewed discharge planners at local hospitals and nursing home administrators, and really got a sense of what was the community's assessment of the organization, what was the internal staff assessment of the organization, and what was the leadership's assessment of where they were. I reviewed financial and statistical data from the previous years. I looked at medical records and reviewed them for consistency and looked for the gaps in the care. And as you can imagine, there were multiple factors that influenced the decline of that organization. The CEO had been there a long time and she really wanted to retire, but had no retirement plan and was holding on with all that she had. The board was afraid to make a change because they loved the CEO so much and didn't know what they would do without her. The senior leaders were fighting among themselves for power. The referral sources had lost faith in the organization's ability to provide the type of care that they were used to, and no one was providing oversight for the bottom line or the quality of the care. With my help and involvement, I was able to assist the board to realize their responsibility to the long-term CEO, and so they put together a generous retirement package for her. We outlined the top five priorities to focus on and bring the organization back into balance, helped them identify an internal leader while the CEO was recovering from her illness. We set accountabilities for the leadership team, the managers, and for the board of directors. And a new COO was brought in to transition until the CEO was able to say she was ready to retire. I'm happy to say that organization transformed themselves and went from a failing organization to one of strength in both mission, margin, and culture. It was a great success for everyone involved. Thanks for listening. This has been my podcast series, The Mission Strategist. For more information, please visit my website at thewatershedgroup.com.